All right, I see Rigigfil has brought a friend into the studio.
Yes, this time it was actually my doing. I brought this guy over here.
You brought him in. Do you know what he's doing here? Just
I think he's trying to interrupt our show. I guess he's kind of good at that.
Why is he all dressed up in a big rabbit costume?
Well, he's the Energizer Bunny. He carries a bass drum, you know? And, well, it's not actually the bunny, it's the guy in the suit. I give you Stanley Ludwig.
Oh. Hi.
Hello, Stanley.
Yeah, you brought me over here to do something to some people here.
Do something to or with them?
With, to, what's the difference?
That makes a big difference to me.
Oh, anyway, no, what do you want me to do here?
Well, one thing I want to know is in the commercials, you are in this bunny suit, and this bunny suit comes across coffee tables and stuff. Do they, like, make a giant table for you to go across, or what? I mean, like, we had all these short people here today, you know, that was our theme, the little tidy bowl man, you know, and now we got you.
Yeah.
But you're actually big. I see you. You're bigger than me. You're pretty ugly big.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's a camera trick.
I bet.
Yeah, I just walk across sort of like this blank stage with a blue background, and then they photograph furniture, blow them up, and then the net effect is that I'm hopping across the coffee table, beating my big bass drum.
Well, how did you get into this business?
Excuse me. Well, it was a tough story. I was just down on my luck. I mean, I hadn't had any good acting parts. And, well, my agent finally came to me with this part, and he inadvertently left out the part about the bunny suit. So I naturally assumed I'd just be walking around dressed normally in my street clothes, you know, usually like a business suit is what I like to wear. And, of course, since I am a bass drum player, I've played in quite a few groups, including the Rice University Drum Corps when I was studying down there, getting my major in astrophysics. What happened, I was headed toward a promising career in astrophysics, but for some reason I heard a voice telling me to just take up acting. Well, I'm here now, and I'm the Energizer Bunny person.
Well, I've always wanted to ask a question. Like, all these people that are sponsoring this stuff, I mean, do you actually use those Energizer batteries? Do you, like, power your exoskeleton that runs the bunny suit? Is that too heavy to actually move, or what?
Well, of course, it's just a big, you know, mock-up Energizer. It's not a real battery, but...
What about the batteries in the back? I see some batteries in the back when the bunny turns around.
Yeah, you see, that's a huge little... It's actually made up out of cardboard, and it's a good 2 feet high, you see, so it couldn't be a real battery. But the clause they put in my contract was I had to use batteries in all my normal household appliances, and that only
you
that
mean
would
like
warrant...
your refrigerator and your microwave and your stove and stuff like that?
Yes, that's it.
And also, like, blenders and hair dryers?
Blenders, hair dryers, you name it. I mean, I always have uses for those things, and...
Okay, well, this is a really big question. Somebody told me this, I, like, read it in Popular Mechanics or something like this. Can you actually heat your house on Energizer batteries?
Well, it's a much, much, much more expensive way to do it, but theoretically it's possible, and I've tried it once before. In fact, they stipulated that I try it.
Well, are they, like, rechargeable?
Well, yeah, they're rechargeable, but that's kind of beside the point, because then you have to plug them into a normal outlet to recharge them. They don't recharge themselves. I guess you could maybe use them, but that would just be circular logic, you see.
Well, okay, that's interesting, and, well, what are some of your career goals?
Well, my career goals right now are pretty much tied up with the Energizer, and I kind of sink and swim with them, and it depends on how well this advertising campaign gets carried off. So I'll be tied up with them for the next... Oh, 2 or 3 years. But I'm already getting offers from other advertisers that want to use me.
Do you get royalties off of the sale of these little tiny bunnies?
I didn't know they were on the market yet.
Oh. Well, I just assume, since the first step is to actually show the feature or whatever it is, and then make the real money off of the commercialization of selling the actual little bunnies.
Well, Rigigfil, you must be clairvoyant, because they've been working on this for quite a while. They're building up a stock, and pretty soon they're going to introduce them to the general market in toy stores and hobby stores and places like that. Supposedly, what they're working on is they can make these bunnies that will only work if you use Energizer batteries in them. In other words, a Duracell wouldn't be any good at all.
So Duracell wouldn't work, and little bunnies.
Uh-uh.
Well, is that like some kind of a coated tag they put on the batteries or something?
No, it's more the internal composition of them.
Oh, so the bunny takes like a higher voltage or something.
Yeah, it can only be truly energized. It can't, the copper top will just, it won't work.
Kind of fuzz out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, are there any plans to like have a show up of Duro and Energizer Bunny?
Well, Duracell doesn't have a bunny. It's our exclusive trademark.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they got Duro, the like the little sword guy. You know, he goes out and attacks people.
Oh, yeah.
He's running on Duracell batteries, you know. He's got the little sword, makes a little D everywhere he goes, licks, you know.
Yes, we're expecting to see that in the very near future. Of course, when they actually do it, they won't be using me. They'll be using a stuntman in my place so I can continue to be their spokesperson without fear of getting injured.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and do these Energizer batteries really last longer than all the others, like you say?
Ricky Phil, Energizer batteries last for 26 hours and 32 minutes.
Okay, is that like when you actually use them to power stuff, or is that just like sitting around on the shelf?
Oh, no, that's just the time that the current is flowing through them. That's how long the current can flow through the batteries.
At what rate? Like a high rate, like when you run a power like a phaser bank or something, or low rate when you want to keep your pacemaker going?
Well, they're all the same voltage, of course, unless you can either get the 9-volt kind or the volt and a half kind. Personally, when I use for my pacemaker, I mean, I always use Energizer. They really work the best for me.
Well, do the others last longer? So, like, if you're, like, sitting there and the battery runs out, you might just kind of keel over?
Oh, Phil, oh, you just reminded me of something. I got to get up and go up. I got to leave for a second. I'll see you later.
Well, he's gone. All right.
What's up next?
Sony?
Let's see, how about the Allman Brothers?
Yeah, let's get back into some music here. We're going to play some Allman Brothers Band. This is a classic.